Community spirit, island pride. Music for all generations. Vectis Radio DAB.
In the studio with us this lunchtime is Hannah. I was going to call you Donut. Hannah Dunsford, is it?
Yeah, that, I mean, that could just be my Vectis Radio name now, Hannah Donut.
Can we do, put that on the, when we podcast this, can we put that on their brackets?
Hannah Donut, yeah. Hannah Donut Dunsford. I mean, to be fair, I do love a donut.
Do you? Yeah. Should have been here last week, there was hundreds.
Oh, no.
There were hundreds, you dipped out there. Hey, look, you've got lots to talk about.
Yes.
Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with those marathon runners?
Oh, yes. I think I would be remiss if I didn't start with our marathon runners. So, obviously, last Sunday was the London Marathon, 26 miles. And we were so incredibly grateful that we had 10 runners running it for us. They all had their own personal reasons for running it. And as of Sunday, they had raised an astounding £37,000 for us. But as of today, it's gone up to 38. And I got to be part of a WhatsApp group with all of our runners. So we have a volunteer called Paul Thorley, who looks after and trains our runners. And just watching their training journey and their fundraising journey was really inspirational. You don't realise how many months goes into that work just for that one day. It's incredible. So, you know, £38,000, when you consider, you know, £40 can go towards someone having a one-to-one counselling session with us, that's huge amounts of money. That's a lot of people's lives changed or, you know, improved. So it's just incredible. It's no mean feat at all. And yeah, they've been brilliant.
Wow, that is an incredible amount of money. And obviously a lot of inspiration as well, yeah. Because obviously this time next year, someone else will be wanting to do it,
yeah,
and it'll be, you know, another great feat as well. But these guys, I'm guessing, have been training for months.
They have, yeah. And I mean, some of them they have done runs before, and for some of them, this was their very first run. So, you know, lots of different levels of experience, but they all finished it and they all absolutely smashed it. So, yeah, incredible people.
Did they do anything daft, like carry a fridge or a microwave?
No.
Or?
Nothing like that, although one of them did snap themselves running with Daddy Pig behind him, so a bit of celebrity spotting.
Okay. Excellent. Has it inspired you to do it next year?
Well,
is this your bigger moment where you announce it?
No, I have actually signed up, though, to the Southampton Inflatable 5K.
Brilliant.
So I'm going to see how I go with that. I've been practicing a lot, you know, going to bouncy castles with my daughter. Let's see how that goes first. And you never know. You never know what might be in the future.
Wow. But, no, good for you.
Yeah.
Excellent. No, that really is a brilliant amount. And I say,
yeah,
in this world where everything's a bit negative and nasty at the moment, it's great to have some great news.
Yeah.
And seeing all those people, those thousands of people coming together to run,
yeah,
and most of them are there to raise money for charities in their own,
yeah,
you know, little places and so on. I just think it's a brilliant thing, and it does put us, puts a spirit back in.
It does. It really does. Yeah.
So what else are you up to?
So we're coming into May, which is quite a busy month for us and exciting. So May is our Cakes for Cancer month. So we would like to encourage as many people as possible to run bake sales or do bake-offs, fake-offs, etc. It might seem, you know, sometimes people raise a little bit of money and they worry that it's too trivial an amount, but it never is, because that money is money we wouldn't have had, and it all adds up. If you think, you know, if you're the type of person that collects £2 coins and then at the end of the year you have this lovely, you know, amount of money, it's exactly the same. If you think lots of different people doing cake events for us, that all adds up to quite a total. So you can sign up to it on our website, which is wessexcancer.org.uk or .com. Oh god, I don't know, I've got this job, I don't know my own information. You can find it on our website, Google Wessex Cancer Support, and we can help. We've got, you know, tools to help, posters, invites, ideas for games like count how many cupcakes are there or guess the weight of the cake. And it's just a fun way for the community to get involved. We do already have people signed up, you know, lots of different people, and we will be running our own Cakes for Cancer event in the Isle of Wight Centre next Wednesday, where we'll have cakes, of course, but we'll also have a book sale and a raffle as well. So if anyone wants to pop in next Wednesday, 10 till 4, we will be there selling cakes.
How brilliant. And I'd say it's just one of those things where people can get involved.
Yeah.
As you mentioned just now, £40 to have that consultation.
Yeah.
And that is going to help somebody. It's not going to change their life, but it's going to make it a little bit easier.
It's going to help.
And you think, okay, if you're collecting pound coins and you get 40 and you drop it in, that pays for a session, doesn't it?
It does, and it all adds up. It's honestly, if you donate £10, £100, £1,000, it all helps. Like, there is no small amount that's too small. Mm.
And let's be honest, at some point in our lives, we're all going to be touched by cancer, whether we get it ourselves or whether our loved ones get it. And I say it's just a nice way of putting something back, being part of it, and you never know when you're going to need it.
Absolutely. You know, one minute everything is normal and then the next minute your life is completely turned upside down, and that's what we're there for. On top of our Cakes for Cancer, though, we also have the return of our Wessex Day. So this is held at Tesco's in Ryde, who are a big supporter of us and many other charities. So on the 16th of May, we will have our family fun day. There's going to be live music all day, including music from Baron Fortitude, Amy Jolliffe, Amelia,
your very own. Amy Jolliffe.
Yeah.
Get that quiet.
Yeah. Cara Goodrum. Oh my gosh, there's so many of them. And we're so like Raw Samba, Theatre Train. I have forgotten lots, so I do apologise, but we've got an incredible lineup of amazing Isle of Wight performers. We'll also have fun things like Hook a Duck, which we're very excited about. There'll be a tombola. We have a magician coming. We'll have a storytelling corner as well. So there's going to be lots. So if you're heading to Tesco's on the 16th, you know, bring the family along, because there'll be some fun bits just to help raise some money for us.
Is that there's a lady that works at Tesco, and she's like the people's champion. I think you know
the lovely Jan.
Jan Gibson.
Yeah, she is fantastic.
What an incredible lady she is.
She is.
She does an awful lot in the community, and I know that Tesco do an awful lot of events like these.
They do.
And Vectis Radio are going to be out there soon for, I think there's a cycle.
There is the Tour de Tesco, so we will be part of that. We will be cheering the cyclists on, so we'll all be heading to the finish line on a bus, doing the easy part. But yeah, again, they're hugely supportive of us, and several other island-based charities as well. And Jan is sort of the one that does it all.
Yeah,
so
no, legend.
We're really grateful.
Lady Gibson, we ought to call her Lady Gibson. Yes. I've got an idea for the Hook a Duck.
Yeah.
If you made them all like Donald Trump ducks, okay, I think you'd get more people doing it.
I think we'd get the adults doing it
as well. Because if you could like poke him, that would it's good therapy. Good therapy that would be, don't you think?
I do.
See what we can do. Someone will have some, I don't know.
I mean, there's loads of novelty ducks out there now.
Yeah.
So.
Even if you just chucked in the odd one.
Yeah. Special prize.
Because I think we'd all want to poke that one, wouldn't we? Or drown it, one of the two. Can we say that?
Yes, I don't know. It's your radio station.
I don't think even Ofcom would argue with that. So you've got something else that involves water as well.
Yes. I mean, for some reason, we're a very water-based sport charity. So in September, we have the return of our Dragon Boat Race. Now, the Dragon Boat Race is held at the Island Harbour Marina. Last year, it raised £20,000 for our charity. And we had 9 teams. WH Brading did win. They were our champions, and they are returning this year to see if they can, you know, defend their title as winners. So we need people to rally their crews and come on board and be one of our Dragon Boat teams. There are only 9 team spots available, and 4 have already gone. So what we need 11 people. So and one of you will be a drummer. And it's the registration fee is basically £33 per person in the team, and that helps to cover the cost of the event. And then it's up to our teams to fundraise. We support and help, and you do three races throughout the day in the harbour. Don't worry, you are with someone qualified that knows what they're doing. You don't need any experience. It's all about the fun. Last year, despite it being the wettest day of the year, it was incredible. I mean, it was absolutely electric. As I said, not literally, because that would have been a disaster. People stayed all day despite the weather. You know, friends and family were there. It was really busy. We have music, we have tombolas, you know, there's lots going on, not just the race. So yes, if you are interested in signing up to be one of our Dragon Boat teams, it's a great team building challenge. So if you're looking for something to bring your team together, or even a group of friends, this is definitely one to sign up for. Again, go to Google and type in Wessex Cancer Support, and you can find all the details on there.
Did you say drummer?
Yes. So you have a drummer on the boat to, the theory is they help you keep rhythm. Whether or not that's true for all of our teams, all I right. don't know.
Okay. How fit do you need to be?
You don't. It's not, you know, as long as you are sort of healthy enough to row for a short amount of time, then any fitness level is absolutely fine. You know, we see all sorts of people taking part, people that do have rowing experience, and some people that just think, ah, that sounds like a laugh.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't need experience.
Is there any footage somewhere we can watch where you might get people thinking, do you know what, I might give that a go, but I'm not quite sure?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a video put together from last year's one, so I can always send you that link. It is on our Facebook page. You might have to scroll a little bit to see it. We'll be resharing it next week, but I can send the link to you so that we can share that.
Yeah, brilliant.
And I will just footnote, I'm no Steven Spielberg, so when you watch this video, please bear that in mind.
Okay. Were anybody hurt in the making of the film and doing the rowing as well? Everyone was safe, yeah?
Yes, they were all good. Safe.
Excellent. And that's this September?
Yes, it's September, Saturday the 26th at the Island Harbour, and there will also be things like catering and whatnot. So it's a good family fun day.
Brilliant. So you've got lots of things planned there.
Yes.
The next couple of months.
Yeah, it's
you're
busy.
Excited?
Oh, I'm so excited. I love events, I love project work, and I love being in the community, so it's great. And I've got to work so closely with our services team. I mean, our centre manager, Liz, who I'm hoping to bring in with me next time, if not her, one of our amazing team, just to talk a bit more about what they do in the centre, because for me, it's been absolutely eye-opening watching what they do. And actually, it's hugely motivational in terms of wanting to fundraise, you know, even more for them. I don't think people still realise just what goes on in our centre and
well,
how
let's talk
it can
about
help
that.
People.
We've done the fun stuff.
Yeah.
and the fun stuff is to bring in the money.
Yeah.
But why do we need the money? So, you know, I know you were in there last time and you mentioned, you know, what we do, but let's just remind people.
Yeah, so Wessex Cancer Support, we're 45 years old this year. We have cancer centres throughout Wessex, hence our name. So we've got one in Chandler's Ford, one in Hythe, and one in Bournemouth. And then, of course, we have one here right on the island. So our cancer centre is in Lugley Street in Newport. And what we do is we provide free well-being and emotional support to anyone affected by cancer. So you can be the one with the diagnosis, you can be a friend, you know, a caregiver, a family member. If cancer is affecting your life, we are there to support. So Tuesday through to Friday, you can just come in and have a chat with us. We've got incredible volunteers and staff that are, you know, qualified to chat. You don't even have to talk about cancer. If you just need a safe space, that's what we're there for. Our volunteers make a really good cup of tea, and there's always biscuits. But if you want to go one step further and sign up as a client, you have access to services such as one-to-one therapy, massage, reflexology, Reiki. We do a monthly sound bath. There's hypnotherapy. We have a creative writing group. We have a choir. We have a craft group, and we also have a yoga group. There is more. I've forgotten loads, and I know when I go back to the centre, my wrist will get slapped. But basically, all of these services are there to try and promote a good sense of well-being and provide emotional support. And it's all free, which is exactly why we need to raise the money. We don't get any government funding. We just want to make the lives of people living with cancer just that little bit better. And for me, the important thing is you could think about your day, the people you meet, you know, just people walking down the street, person at the cashier, your bus driver. You could be helping any one of them and not knowing about it. And that is what I love about local charities, is that the impact is in your own community. And for me, that is, you know, hugely important.
It never ceases to amaze me how generous and kind people are on the Isle of Wight
for
a numerous amount of charities. But this one's really, really important. I'm just picturing the scene, and I know this sounds like kind of depressing, but you're going through life, everything is wonderful, and all of a sudden you get the news, and there will be news across the island today. People getting the news.
There will be.
They'll be told. Yeah. You've got cancer. Then what? What's the next steps? And, you know, after the initial shock and going home and telling your loved ones, hopefully, you then reach out to people that have been there before, done it, maybe, but also can help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, they're going to have an idea of how you're feeling.
Yeah, I mean, one in two people now get affected by cancer, which is terrifying. But yeah, that's exactly what we're there for. We're the next sort of step, you know, in between treatments and things like that. We're there to try and stop isolation, improve well-being and emotional health, and just be somewhere you can go. And you're right about the community being incredible. I will just do a shout out to the White Strollers, because I went along to their AGM last week, and they always raise money for different island-based charities. I went along thinking, you know, it'll probably be a good amount because they're very popular, they're great pantos. But what I wasn't expecting is £1,000. That's incredible. And it wasn't just me. They raised money for the White Aviation Museum, the Red Squirrels, Monkey Haven, and they also brought a defibrillator. That's incredible community spirit, and I just think we're so lucky on the island to have people like that, and we don't celebrate them enough.
No, we don't.
We're happy to take their money, but then it's, no, they need to be celebrated for what they're doing.
They need to be highlighted, and you know, people need to know that all of this is going on right here, and it's helping so many people make a difference.
Absolutely.
And it's a lovely thing to know, and it does, it puts a spring in your steps. So thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Reminding us of just how you know, good we really are here in the Isle of Wight.
You are.
Because we must have a brilliant reputation for getting behind and supporting so many different charities.
Yeah.
And your charity, just remind me, is it a trust? Is it Wessex Cancer?
Yeah, we get this a lot. So when we started, we were Wessex Cancer Trust. We remained that for some time, and we were at one point a grant-giving body. So we gave money to the chemotherapy unit here on the island. We gave money to the Children's Oncology Department in Southampton. We provided the first breast screening nurse in Wessex, the first cancer nurse, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
However, as times change, it was felt within the charity that we needed to look more to the actual community that need our support. So now with our cancer centres that support people directly, Wessex Cancer Trust wasn't seen as the most appropriate name anymore.
Yeah.
So then we became Wessex Cancer Support. But, you know, the Wessex Cancer Trust was such a well-known name. We get called it all the time, and it's fine, as long as people know who we are. But yeah, support was put into the name to try and reflect better now the charity's outlook, which is supporting people.
It does sound better, support.
Yeah, it does.
And support is right here on the doorstep. So
absolutely.
Just remind us where you are.
Lugley Street. So we're just opposite, actually, the Samaritan's charity shop. You'll see us there, Wessex Cancer Support. A lot of people think we're a charity shop, so they come in not realising, but we're right there. So, you know. So
are they bringing in stuff?
Yeah, they do. And we're like, oh, we're so sorry.
Over the road.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a charity shop, but it's in freshwater, so we're always like, I mean, we can take it to freshwater for you, or there's obviously on our road we've got the Samaritans and Mountbatten, so there's plenty of options.
Yeah, brilliant. Hey, look, what you do is excellent.
Thank you.
I hope they don't slap your wrist when you get home.
You do a
fantastic job. And these events, they're not easy to organise, are they?
No, a lot goes into putting them on. You know, it isn't just, oh, that sounds like a nice idea. You know, there's the risk assessing, there's the event plans, there's making sure you've got the appropriate infrastructure in place, making sure that it's cost effective. There's no point putting events on cost more in time and resources as it, you know, than you're making. So there's a lot that factors into it before and after. So yeah,
I'd like to see the risk assessment for the drum on the boat. That'd be quite interesting.
Yeah.
Is it an inflatable drum?
No, it's a proper drum.
It's proper drum. Good luck with that one.
Yes.
I hope everything goes well. You're going to come back in a month and tell us how things are going as well.
Yeah, we'll do. And hopefully I'll be able to bring someone from the centre in to chat about their experience with our services as well.
Okay. Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank
Great to spend some time with you. And we'll see you again soon.
Yes.